From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Thursday, the United States presented pieces of what it said were Iranian weapons supplied to Iran-aligned Houthi militia in Yemen. Catherine Gibson has those details.
The U.S. Defense Department put the fragments of weaponry on display and explained how it concluded that they came from Iran. It described the evidence as conclusive evidence that Tehran was violating U.N. resolutions. The arms included charred remnants of what the Pentagon said was an Iranian-made short-range ballistic missile fired from Yemen on November 4th at King Khalid International Airport outside Riyadh, as well as a drone and an anti-tank weapon recovered in Yemen by Saudi Arabia. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that if the United States were to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal, Washington would become very, quote, not credible in the eyes of those who are now requested to drop the nuclear program, like North Korea.
We all, including the United States, demand that they stop the nuclear program and start negotiating the security concerns and the denuclearization of the peninsula.
U.S. President Donald Trump refused in October to recertify Iran's compliance with the deal, saying the benefits Tehran is getting from the deal are not proportional to its concessions. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said Friday the second phase of Brexit negotiations will be significantly harder than already difficult first phase of talks. The leaders of the 27 countries remaining in the European Union will give the go-ahead on Friday to begin talks with London on a transition period and future trade ties with Britain. This is VOA News. So-called traditional medicines represent an outsized proportion of wildlife smuggling, reaching up to 42% in the European Union alone. Matthew LaRotonda reports that for traffickers, the old black market channels are starting to take a backseat to something else.
Wildlife smugglers who use endangered species as ingredients in so-called traditional medicines are turning to social media to peddle their wares. Dr. Coleman Croden is the World Wildlife Fund's policy director based in Kenya. Its port of Mombasa is one of the biggest hubs for the illicit trade.
The trade is going on through WhatsApp groups and other communication social media groups. And these often work on the basis of networks, of phone numbers, of known sellers and buyers. So it's quite a clever way of operating, and it's very difficult to pin down.
Regardless of how smugglers are communicating, though, law enforcement sources say traffickers still have one big hurdle. They still need to move the goods, and social media can't stop good old-fashioned cargo checks.
That's reporter Matthew LaRotonda. New Yorkers voiced concern about the U.S. Federal Communications Commission's vote Thursday to repeal 2015 rules aimed at ensuring a free and open internet. Mark Stanley, spokesperson for the civil liberties organization Demand Progress and a net neutrality advocate, warned that the rollback of internet service providers will allow them to cherry-pick its customers' access to the internet.
If you look at countries where net neutrality protections don't exist, for example, Portugal, that's actually what we've seen, is where these companies, internet service providers, are actually charging people to access certain content.
The FCC said the rules would take effect in a few months after the White House Office of Management and Budget formally approves them. Jeff Custer reports that with the United States focused on North Korea, China has bolstered its military presence on a number of artificial islands in the South China Sea.
The Asia Maritime Transparency Initiative said Thursday satellite images show work on 29 hectares of the Spratly and Paracel Islands, territory that's also claimed in part by Brunei, Malaysia, the Philippines, Taiwan, and Vietnam. The images show aircraft hangars, underground storage rooms, radar equipment, and other construction that could have military uses. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson this week called on China to freeze its island construction in the South China Sea. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The European Parliament has voted to consider suspending Cambodia's preferential everything-but-arms trade access to the EU in response to the country's authoritarian backslide. Such a move could have dramatic consequences for the country, which sells about half of its exports to the European Union, mostly garments and footwear, industries that employ more than 500,000 Cambodians. From the News Center in Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.